All right, CFL fans, get ready for a deep dive into one of the most exciting matchups of the divisional round.
Oh yeah, this San Antonio Stingers versus the Omaha Arrowheads game had it all.
It really did. And for those of you who might have missed it, let's set the stage a little. It was a perfect day for football in Omaha.
Couldn't have asked for better weather. A crisp 45 degrees. The stands were packed.
The energy was electric, and right from the opening kickoff, you could tell this one was going to be a battle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Both teams came out with that playoff intensity.
But it was Omaha's defense that really stole the show early on.
They were stifling. They were all over San Antonio's quarterback.
I mean, Broderick McConkey and Andrew Patton were practically living in the Stingers' backfield.
It was like they knew exactly what play was coming next.
And then there was Gus Sons.
Oh, man. Talk about a game changer.
That pick six early in the first quarter really set the tone for the entire game.
You could just feel the momentum shift in Omaha's favor after that play.
And it seemed like San Antonio just couldn't recover.
They struggled to get anything going on offense. Omaha's defense was just too dominant.
They were constantly under pressure, couldn't establish any rhythm.
And you gotta give credit to Omaha's defensive coordinator. They had a brilliant game plan.
You're right. They really seemed to have San Antonio figured out.
They took away their strengths, forced them into making mistakes.
But to San Antonio's credit, they didn't give up. They kept fighting.
Oh, yeah. They never backed down.
And in the third quarter, they started to show some signs of life.
They finally found a way to move the ball downfield.
That 48-yard completion from Logan to Newton was a huge turning point.
What a catch that was. And then Newton just took off.
Broke a couple of tackles and set up San Antonio deep in Omaha territory.
Gave them some much needed momentum.
And a few plays later, O.J. Thompson punched it in for a touchdown.
And suddenly it was a one-score game.
The crowd went wild. You could feel the tension building.
It was like a completely different game at that point.
San Antonio was back in it.
And Omaha started to show some signs of nerves.
The momentum had shifted. And it stayed with San Antonio into the fourth quarter.
They came out firing on all cylinders.
And early in the fourth, they scored another touchdown.
Bringing them within just 1 point of Omaha.
At that point, it felt like anything could happen.
The stadium was electric.
You could hear a pin drop during those final minutes.
Everyone was on the edge of their seats.
But Omaha's defense just wouldn't break.
They bent a few times, but they never gave up that lead.
They came up with some clutch stops when they needed them most.
Especially that fourth down stop with less than a minute left on the clock.
That sealed the deal for Omaha.
What a gutsy performance by that defense.
It was a true testament to their resilience and determination.
They earned that victory.
So before we get into some of the standout performances, I want to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. What impressed you the most about this back and forth battle?
Well, I think what stood out to me was how both teams adapted throughout the game. Omaha came out with that incredibly aggressive defensive scheme, and it worked wonders early on. They were all over San Antonio's quarterback.
Yeah, it felt like Omaha's defense was playing chess while San Antonio was still trying to figure out checkers.
Exactly. But you got to give San Antonio credit for adjusting in that second half.
They did. They started using those screens and misdirection plays to try and slow down Omaha's pass rush.
And it worked. They were able to catch Omaha off guard a few times.
And that's what makes playoff football so captivating.
It's not just about talent. It's about strategy adjustments and the mental toughness to withstand those momentum swings.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Ugh.
So with that in mind, let's take a closer look at some of the key players who made this game so memorable.
Sounds good to me. Let's start with a guy who many are calling the MVP of this game, Gus Sons. I mean, that pick six in the first quarter was just incredible.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a momentum swing.
And he didn't stop there. He was making plays all over the field.
He was like a man possessed out there.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about Broderick McConkey.
Oh, man. That guy was a beast.
He was a one-man wrecking crew on that defensive line.
San Antonio's offensive line had no answer for him.
He was constantly in the backfield disrupting plays, forcing hurries.
I mean, you look at those informal player participation grades.
And both Sons and McConkey are right up there at the top.
Which tells you just how dominant they were in this game.
They were the heart and soul of that Omaha defense.
No doubt about it. But San Antonio had some bright spots on defense as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Guys like Terrence Spears and Alfred Edwards really stepped up.
Especially in that second half when San Antonio was trying to mount a comeback.
Spears was a force to be reckoned with. He had a couple of sacks and was constantly putting pressure on Omaha's quarterback.
Yeah, he was a real disruptor out there.
And Edwards was like a wall in the middle of that defensive line.
He was clogging up running lanes, making it tough for Omaha to establish anything on the ground.
Those two were instrumental in keeping San Antonio in the game.
They really were.
Yeah.
It was a true defensive battle out there.
Back and forth, both teams making big plays.
But in the end, Omaha's defense just proved to be too much for San Antonio to handle.
They were just relentless.
Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to that MVP discussion.
Okay, yeah.
You mentioned Gus Suns as the front runner.
Rightfully so. I mean, that pick six was just insane.
It was a game changer for sure.
But Broderick McConkey's performance shouldn't be overlooked either.
Oh, absolutely. He was a dominant force all game long.
So it's a tough call. Both players had phenomenal games.
It really is a testament to the talent on that Omaha defense.
It really is. Now, speaking of talent, we should highlight a few other players who stood out.
Yeah, who impressed you beyond the big names we've already talked about.
Well, for San Antonio, Sean Hunt, at inside linebacker, was a tackling machine.
Yeah, he was all over the field.
Led the team in tackles and seemed to be involved in every single play.
He was a real workhorse for that San Antonio defense.
Absolutely. And then there was Jamie Wayne at outside linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Another solid player.
Always making plays in the backfield. Always around the ball.
Those two really held down the fort for San Antonio's defense.
Even when they were facing constant pressure from that Omaha offense.
They did. Now, on the offensive side of things, were there any players who caught your eye?
Well, for San Antonio, O.J. Thompson had a pretty good game.
Yeah, he's a solid running back.
He ran for over 100 yards and even scored a touchdown.
He really came alive in that second half.
He did. Yeah. Showed some real burst and determination.
Yeah, for Omaha, Maurice Matthews had a similar performance.
Yeah, he was grinding out those tough yards for Omaha.
Helped them control the clock early on.
Exactly. So while this game was definitely a defensive showcase, we did see some flashes of offensive brilliance.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the key players, the big moments.
What else is there?
Well, now I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the bigger picture. What are some of the key takeaways from this game as we head into the next round of the playoffs?
That's a good question. Let's see. Well, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that Omaha's defense is the real deal.
Oh, yeah. They were absolutely dominant in this game.
Completely shut down San Antonio's offense.
And it wasn't just one or two guys making plays. It was a total team effort.
Exactly. Everyone on that defense was flying around the ball, making plays.
They were relentless, aggressive, opportunistic.
And they were incredibly well coached. You could tell they had a great game plan.
They were prepared for everything San Antonio threw at them.
And that's what makes them so dangerous. They're not just relying on individual talent. They're playing as a unit.
Now, on the flip side, San Antonio showed some flashes of brilliance.
They did, especially in that second half.
They made some adjustments, came out with a little more fire.
But it just wasn't enough to overcome that Omaha defense.
So what do they need to do to take that next step?
Well, for starters, they need to find more consistency on offense.
Yeah, they were too streaky in this game.
They couldn't sustain drives. They were too reliant on big plays.
And they need to do a better job of protecting their quarterback.
Absolutely. Omaha's defensive line was in his face all game long.
Forcing him into bad throws.
Yeah.
Disrupting their timing.
If San Antonio can shore up those two areas, they'll be a much tougher team to beat.
No doubt about it. So as we look ahead to the championship game,
what are you most excited to see?
I'm really curious to see how Omaha's defense matches up against the other top offenses in the league.
Yeah, they've proven themselves against a tough San Antonio team.
But the competition only gets tougher from here.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see if they can maintain this level of dominance.
I'm also intrigued to see what kind of adjustments the other remaining teams make.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This divisional round has been all about defense.
We've seen some incredible defensive performances.
And I think we'll see even more of an emphasis on defense as we move into the championship game.
Because at the end of the day, it's the teams that can get stops.
That can force turnovers.
That can create pressure.
Those are the teams that are going to win championships.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So we've got a lot to look forward to in the next round of the playoffs.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting finish to the season.
And we'll be here to break it all down for you.
Every step of the way.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the divisional round.
And we'll see you next time for more CFL playoff action.
Until then, keep it locked right here on The Deep Dive.